Before he was the Terminator, and long before he was the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger hosted a travel video that he may now regret. It shows the former Mr. Universe saying and doing some rather crude things. The tape made news recently when reports surfaced that a Florida publisher had paid $2,000 for a copy. Seems he wanted to protect Mr. Schwarzenegger, who had a multi-million-dollar consulting deal with the publisher's company. The governor severed that relationship for other reasons. A copy of the video, bought at a thrift store for $2, is the centerpiece of the Found Footage Festival, which is now touring the country. For member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Dumpsters and thrift stores may seem like unlikely places to find material for a film festival, but that's where the producers of the Found Footage Festival make some of their best discoveries.
Rio, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's hard to find more gorgeous mountains, beaches, and women anywhere. I came to Rio for Carnival. I heard a lot about it, but nothing prepared me for a non-stop five-day party when once a year, the whole city goes absolutely crazy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger made this travelogue around 1983, according to Nick Kruer, co-curator of the Found Footage Festival.
This is before Terminator or anything, before he'd done any movies. He was just, I had one Mr. Universe, I think, at the time. I think a producer probably just had the idea to hire Arnold to go over to Rio and hit the clubs, hit the dance halls.
You know something? After watching the Mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part.
In one scene, says Pruer, Schwarzenegger tries to dance with three Brazilian women in sequined bikinis.
At one point, he gets up where the women are doing sort of samba dancing, and he just grabs this woman, and the woman, you can see, clearly does not want his hands there.
In another scene, Schwarzenegger tries to teach a different Brazilian woman a few words of English, using a carrot as a visual aid.
I teach you some English, okay? Biting.
Biting.
Biting. Good.
What happens next has to be seen to be believed, so co-curators Nick Pruer and Joe Pickett.
He puts the carrot in her mouth, and she's just about to bite it, and then he says, no biting. And then he
kind of pulls the carrot in and out of her mouth.
Right, in and out
of
her mouth.
Way.
And I don't think that he even taught her a word with that one.
No,
did he? I think
that
he
was more for his own enjoyment,
right.
I think. The English lessons broke down at that point.
A spokeswoman for Arnold Schwarzenegger declined to comment on the video, except to say that it was made, quote, a very long time ago. Embarrassing relics like this are a staple of the Found Footage Festival. Pruer and Pickett started building their collection 15 years ago in their hometown of Staunton, Wisconsin. Pruer was working at the local McDonald's when a friend insisted he watch an instructional video the company was using to train its managers.
We just couldn't believe that this huge multi-zillion dollar corporation put something together that was so awful. And we just fell in love with it. And so Joe and I and friends would screen this video at my parents' living room and just kind of, you know, make fun of it. Wasn't a lot going on in Wisconsin, so that's what we did on a Friday night.
The video in question bears the inviting title, Inside and Outside Custodial Duties.
Before we get started, Chris, do you have any questions?
Yes. What's a McSee?
I'm sorry, that's McDonald's language. We call the custodian the McSee because, well, there's clean, and then there's McDonald's clean.
After that initial discovery, Pruer and Pickett were hooked. They began buying videotapes at thrift stores and yard sales, sometimes without even knowing what was on them. And since the Found Footage Festival started touring a year and a half ago, Pruer and Pickett say audience members now offer up finds of their own.
We sort through hundreds and hundreds of hours of these videos to just find something that's stupid in the right way to make the cut in the Found Footage Festival.
People know what we're doing, so people come up to us after shows and say, hey, I got this great home movie that you guys would probably like. So that saves us a lot of trouble.
It's hard to say exactly how many found footage enthusiasts are out there. Davey Rothbart thinks there are a lot of them. He's the editor of Found Magazine, which publishes love letters, to-do lists, and other bits of accidental poetry that his editors or readers have discovered and sent in.
Here's our room.
Rothbart helped organize a Found video show as well, which included this self-obsessed travelogue by two Los Angeles teenagers on vacation in Mexico.
This is very pretty. It looks like Malaysia.
Why did you change?
But you wouldn't know, because you guys didn't go there.
I think we recognize ourselves in these tapes. You know, there's something that makes you cringe, but it's also kind of thrilling about
seeing that a total stranger is doing the same kinds of things that you might do yourself.
Maybe. Rothbart says every week or so, someone sends a found VHS tape to the Michigan office of his magazine. A few years ago, he got one called Simply the Club.
Basically, it's a guy in Arkansas. He's sitting in a huge rock quarry. He's found this staff. It's like a 5-foot, 5-inch club. And he's just kind of free associating about his theories about God and evolution. He doesn't seem crazy. He's not a lunatic. But he's having kind of these private revelations about the way the world works. And everything's starting to make sense in his life now that he's found this club.
No man owns the earth. No man. They all want to own it and control it there. They all want to rule the world, you know. Even the enemy himself don't own it.
Philosophical reflections such as these are not exactly what the Found Footage Festival is after. Rather, the festival seems to specialize in mocking the Midwest. Take John and Johnny, the hosts of a regional home shopping network based in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah! You know what that means?
Yeah!
Fashion and fragrance. You like to be in style. You like to be designerish. We've got them here on America's Value Network. This is going to be a fun-filled, great hour. Great quality, low prices.
This video and others like it raised the question, are Found video fans laughing with their discoveries or at them? Found magazine editor Davey Rothbart insists it's the former.
In the magazine, it's easy. We change everyone's name. We just keep them all anonymous. The last thing we want to do is embarrass someone. Now, it's harder to change names and faces in a videotape, so we're just careful. If something seems like it could embarrass someone or put them in a tight spot, we'd never show it.
The curators of the Found Footage Festival offer a rather different answer. Nick Pruer.
Just the fact that these things were committed to tape for one reason or another, whether they should have been is up for debate. But this is part of our history, whether we want to remember it or not, and we see it as our duty to preserve those moments.
And to share them as widely as possible. The Found Footage Festival just finished its first West Coast tour. The festival is playing in Asheville, North Carolina tonight, and next month in Las Vegas.
Before I go back to the United States, I would like you to teach me one more thing in Portuguese. How do you say goodbye?
For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
And you can see a clip of young Arnold Schwarzenegger's adventure in Rio, along with other found footage, at our website, npr.org.